This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Boston Globe has a new editor. Longtime columnist Brian McGrory takes over the reins from outgoing Marty Baron immediately, and Brian joins us on the phone now. Brian, thanks for talking with us, and congratulations.
Oh, Sasha, thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us how you feel. I mean, this is a challenging job. How do you feel right now, knowing that this is what you're going to do?
Well, I feel it's a great question. It's a great question. I feel extraordinary excitement. I have worked with these people, my colleagues over here, for a long, long time. I have endless respect for them and what we do here as an institution. But I will also confess to a little bit of anxiety. We're in a very difficult financial time for newspapers, and I've never been an editor-in-chief before. So it's that combination is making me a little anxious, but equal parts excited and anxious. How's that?
You know, in many ways, it is a somewhat traumatic time for the print industry in journalism. You know, I mean, the internet has done a real job on the business. On the other hand, the Globe has continued to do extremely good work. I'm wondering how hopeful you feel about print journalism right now.
Well, that's the thing, and I'm really glad, Sasha, that you said the latter part of that, because the business model is absolutely sputtering. You can't deny that fact. But the journalism that the Globe has produced throughout this crisis has been extraordinary. I mean, the Globe has held public officials accountable. We have told extraordinary narrative tales, including this week with that Bowdoin-Geneva series out of Dorchester.
Almost embedding in the local community.
It's the journalism here is flourishing even while the business model is in rough shape. And, you know, my job here is to help with the business in whatever way I can, but to make sure people know that the best way you help with the business is by producing the best possible journalism that people want to read.
You know, you mentioned you've never been an editor-in-chief before, and actually, despite your very illustrious journalism career, it hasn't been involved a huge amount of editing. You know, you've been national correspondent, White House correspondent, the Metro editor for a while, but I'm wondering how big a learning curve you think you face.
Huge. I mean, it's probably too glib to say I have no idea what I'm doing, but I will learn quickly. I did do the Metro job, the Metro editor's job, for 3 years. That was it has the largest staff on the paper outside of the editor-in-chief's job, so I think I have a good familiarity with what it takes. But, you know, look, it's going to be new to me, and it's a bit of an unorthodox move by the publisher to name a columnist as the editor, and it's a bit of an unorthodox move for the columnist to become the editor. So there will be a learning curve involved here. My colleagues, I know, will be patient with me while I get my legs under me, and I hope it ends well.
Do you have a sense yet of what you think the paper can and can't do, given the state of the industry now?
I mean, that's the key question here, and I'm going to be spending a lot of time looking at that. I could give you an answer that would probably be completely washed away in about a week, so I'm going to refrain, and you should ask me that in a few weeks.
There are certainly many people who will miss you as a columnist, although maybe not the people of Hingham, if people are regular readers. But will you keep writing? Do you think you'll find a way to still do that?
I hope to. I mean, I don't see why the editor can't write on occasion. I mean, it probably won't be an opinion column, because the editor shouldn't be playing that role. But, I mean, I'm a reporter. I mean, that's what I do, and I hope that from time to time I can pick up my pen and write stories for the Globe.
Brian McGrory is the new editor of the Boston Globe. And Brian, thanks for talking in again. Congratulations.
Sasha, thanks for having me on. Thank you.